Good to go.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Call the meeting to order this April 27th, 2023, Board of Fire and Permanent Examiners. It is approximately 10:10. I apologize for getting the meeting started late. There was, as many of you probably know, some road work on 91 South, so glad we're all here now. I'm going to start by reading a brief introductory statement. For the record and in advance of hearing testimony, I would like to explain the procedures we shall be following today. First, these are civil administrative proceedings being held in accordance with Section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the General Statutes, this board is charged with the duty of hearing the case, inquiring and determining the facts de novo, and determining whether those facts would be just and proper cause for denying or revoking a permit. It will occasionally happen that facts and events as the issuing authority believe them to be at the time of denial or revocation justified that denial or revocation, but additional facts and circumstances which come to light during these hearings convinces the board that in all fairness, justice would be served by ordering the permit issued or reinstated. Where no additional evidence or other compelling circumstances are uncovered, however, the board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. Under the general statutes, hearings of this board may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right to cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to those persons testifying. Be advised, this board takes perjury seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. Additionally, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings, and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. Accordingly, appellants and issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence may be excluded from the public. Both parties may be permitted to make brief opening statements indicating the scope of the case and what they intend to show. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the appellant's application or permit. You may call witnesses to testify on your behalf. At the conclusion of each witness's testimony, the other party may cross-examine that witness. The board may also inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time or to request testimony by additional witnesses if necessary. At the conclusion of all testimony, the issuing authority and the appellant may make brief closing statements. Decision of the board is by majority vote of those members present and voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by a preponderance of the evidence, and it lies with the issuing authority. Accordingly, all tie votes will inure to the appellant. In addition to today, both parties will be notified of the board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. In deference to the statutory scheme as codified in Connecticut General Statute Section 29-28D and pursuant to Superior Court ruling, in an abundance of caution, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants appearing here today. Toward that end, the board will refrain from addressing the appellants by name or by noting the appellant's address, but instead will address each one simply by the title appellant. The board hereby requests all witnesses testifying here today to do likewise and to refer to each appellant only by his or her title appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court ruling, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records with regard to matters subject to erasure pursuant to General Statute 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or personal recollection of the underlying events. Last, please turn off all your cell phones or put your phones on vibrate. If you need to have a conversation, please go out into the hallway to do that so as not to disturb these proceedings. Okay, we will continue with the roll call of the board, if I can find it. Dr. Conrad?
Present.
Mr. Gray?
Present.
Ms. Johnson is not here. Colonel Lewis?
Present.
Colonel Overturf.
Present.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Here.
Attorney Sinetti.
Here.
We have a quorum. All right. We are now going to call the roll of the agenda. Case number one, I don't believe, or case number two are here. Case number 21-739, The appellant is not here. State's here. I believe that's being withdrawn. We'll make a note of that in a moment. And case number 221-737, likewise, I don't think the appellant is coming, but the state is here. Case number 322-227.
Me.
Here.
Is that both parties?
Yep.
Yeah,
okay.
I think they're both issuing authority. I don't know.
Yeah, they're here.
Everybody's here?
Yep.
Appellant's here, okay.
Also?
Yep.
Thank you. Case number 421-862.
Present.
I know Attorney Sherman's here.
Yeah, Ralph's here.
I did see the attorney, yeah. So both parties, I assume, are here. Case number 521-505.
That's Ben.
That's...
The appellant is here, but is Suffield here?
No, that's the different case. That case has been continued.
Oh, that was continued?
Yeah, that's the old agenda.
So 21... Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
21-505 is continued.
Yep.
Okay. So case number 6, 22-183.
Here.
Your appellant?
Yes.
Suffield's here.
Suffield is here?
Is Suffield here, Nancy?
What? No, Suffield is not here.
Suffield is probably stuck in the road work. So they'll have time. Case number 7, 22-350.
Here, appellant.
Torrington?
Yep.
Okay. Both parties, thank you. Case number 8, 21-670.
State's present. And the appellant's here also.
Thank you. Case number 9, 22-090.
Will the manager present?
That's Watertown. We're looking for Watertown is here.
And appellant?
Yeah. The appellant has not checked in.
Yes.
Is the appellant here? Yes.
Okay. Apparently, he's here. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Case number 10.
That's a different. He's been moved.
Moved.
Yep.
Going off.
Yep.
Case number 11, 22-185.
That's Wilhelminic.
Yeah, the agenda I got is.
Yep. Yep.
So, appellant is not here?
Not checked in.
For which case is that? Number
11.
22-185.
It's probably not.
And probably not coming?
It's 9 because of...
Oh, so all our numbers are
yeah.
different. I apologize. I'm going off the agenda from before. We'll just go with the last case. Case number
22-208. Present.
Both parties. Thank you. Could anybody who will be testifying here today that is not an attorney please stand and raise your right hand?
Number 11 gone too, or...
Yeah.
11's gone. Do you solemnly swear?
Right, but 185.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the testimony you shall give here today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God or on penalties of perjury?
Yes, that was the case here.
You may be seated.